today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah. Dear brothers and sisters, salam, peace and salutations of Allah be upon all of you on the week of unity. That is a special week for all Muslims all around the globe. This week is entitled The Week of Unity by the founder of Islamic Republic of Iran, Imam Khomeini. Congratulations on the birthday anniversary of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny. Today, Monday, is the 13th of Rabiul Awal, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 18th of Mehr, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 10th of October, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's open Allah's book, the Holy Quran, and we'll listen to chapter Hujurat, verse 10.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. إنما المؤمنون إخوة فأصلحوا بين أخويكم واتقوا الله لعلكم ترحمون.
The believers are but brothers, so make settlement between your brothers and fear Allah that you may receive mercy.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
This ayah joins Muslim together as brothers in faith and considers making peace with each other as a way for receiving Allah's mercy. The Holy Quran invites even followers of the previously revealed scriptures to unity, calling them the people of the book. Based upon this significant Islamic principle, unity, Muslims from any race and tribe speaking any language and at any age range feel profound brotherly love amongst themselves, even if they live in different parts of the world.
Every sound and every voice in every language ever heard. Each drop of ink that has been used to write every single word. They could never portray everything I feel in my heart and wanna say. And it's hard to explain why I could never describe my love for you.
As I told you, the topic of this episode of today's special is importance of unity in the world of Islam. No Muslims find Muslim society divided on many different levels, leaving them confused. They are taught how there is a brotherhood, sisterhood, but after accepting Islam and trying to find their place in society, they cannot find it. Muslim needs to work on unity at the basic levels in order to achieve the end result. Behaving how we are instructed in the Quran will help us build an unbreakable bond among Muslims. But Muslims must do their part first on the individual level, then on the community level, national level, then on the global level. We can't achieve global unity if we don't start with ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Sheikh Rouhani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In this episode, actually, we are going to talk about the role of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the 14 infallibles, I mean the A'imma alayhimu salatu wassalam, in establishing wahda and unity among Muslim ummah. It was the first step that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam put forward to unite the people of Medina first. So actually in this mission, Prophet was so much successful because he united those different people, different tribes who had a very hostile kind of relationship in their whole history. But Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did his mission and completed his mission in a very perfect and in a very excellent, we can say, kind of way. So since Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam united them, then they become powerful and strong enough to defend themselves against enemies. Then, step by step, the number of Muslims increased. And brotherhood, wahda, unity among these people, taught other tribes, other people, to convert to Islam, to accept Islam as a peaceful religion, as a religion of unity, as a religion of wahda. And then, when the number of Muslims increased in Medina, they came to Mecca and they conquered Mecca. And then the people of Mecca and Medina again, they also actually became so much strong, became so much powerful by the help of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
For building strong local communities, we have some points. Prophet states, whoever abandons the community one hand span and dies in that state has died as a person in the state of ignorance before Islam. Islam is growing fast. Muslims are popping up in remote areas as well as the large communities. All great nations start small. And just as Islam is spreading, the Muslim communities will grow. This doesn't happen by itself, though. Usually a community starts with just a few Muslims who cling to each other as a support for one another. They gather for prayers in a shared location, and then their friends move to join them. This is how strength builds in a community. Remember, during the two or three episodes of today's special, we have some parts as the things any Muslim can personally do to help foster Islamic unity. So today we look at one of them, learning tolerance towards other points of view. Isn't it interesting that we can attend classes at college or speak with our colleagues from work and discuss issues while being willing to disagree with them? But the minute some of us step into a mosque or Muslim community function, all the tolerance seems to go out the window. Islam is a very broad and wide, contrary to the popular belief, and you cannot find a range of scholarly views on various issues, including how to place our hands during prayer. If our scholars from the past and present have shown such tolerance towards differing views on various issues, who are we, the average Muslims, who do not have that level of knowledge to express intolerance for another point of view?
heartfelt congratulations for the birth anniversary of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and for the week of unity. The Quran very clearly mentions that it was a satanic act of people like Fir'aun who used to divide people that creates enmity and hostility and separates people. Ja'ala ahlaha shi'a. He was dividing people. Shi'a means divided, partitioned. This is different from Shi'a, which means follower. Shi'a means divided. So he used to divide people. You know, as you know, we are all familiar with this in different languages, you know, divide and rule, or in Arabic, you know, say farraq tasud. This was a policy of people like Fir'aun to divide people so that they can more easily rule them and even claim and demand their worship, as he used to put himself in the position of lordship. So people like Fir'aun, people with satanic mind and policies, divide people. But people who are committed to Tawheed, they unite people. And this unification is so important that Allah attributes to himself. Although we know that people have to establish this and he doesn't want to impose, he would offer, and when people listen to Allah's plan, we would have unity. He doesn't want to force unity. He says, "Law sha Allah la jama'akum ala al-huda." Had he wanted, he would have put all united around the guidance and truth. But he doesn't force, he offers. But it is such a great gift that when you work for it and this gift is given to you, like Muslims in the early years of Islam, Allah attributes this gift to himself. You are all familiar with this beautiful ayah, ayah 103 of Surat Ali Imran. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا. We should all grasp to the rope of God and be united around it, not divided. وَذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذْ كُنْتُمْ أَعْدَاءً فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبَكُمْ فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ بِنِعْمَتِهِ إِخْوَانًا. Remember, never forget, Muslims of that time, Muslims of future, anyone who believes in divine revelation, they should remember this important incident, that people who used to fight and kill each other and were, you know, frustrated by that, Allah gifted them with unity and brotherhood. He united your hearts. He brought reconciliation among you.
That was all for today's episode of today's special about unity. Inshallah, we follow this interesting topic. So, till then, till another time we meet each other, we leave you in Allah's protection and fi amanillah.
Mustafa, anta al-nabiyul amin wa sayyidul mursaleen. رحمة للعالمين جئت بالحق اليقين أنت النبي الأمين وسيد المرسلين.